And on the G&M Family Market phone line, it's Brian McPherson of the Providence Journal joining us. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well until I read those words this morning that no fan ever wants to see visiting Dr. Andrews. That's that can't possibly be good news, can it, for the Red Sox or for David Price?
Not usually. The Red Sox do have a little bit of history of guys going to visit Dr. Andrews and not ending up having surgery. Clay Buchholz most recently in 2013 with his shoulder. But you're right, it's not good. And most of the time, guys need a second opinion. As somebody phrased it today, it's because they didn't like the first opinion. And, you know, when David Price is feeling elbow soreness, especially this time of year, like we've seen in recent years, that Tommy John surgery spiked this time of year, probably because these guys who had some elbow soreness, at the end of last season were sort of hopeful that just a winter off would make it go away. And once it doesn't go away, that's when they get hurt. You don't feel that it hasn't gone away until the spring. So, you know, Yu Darvish a couple of years ago is one example of that. Guys who come to spring training, their elbows don't feel great. You're right. But if it goes the way that it is likely to go, that's certainly not good news for the Red Sox.
No, so much for the big three. And certainly, I would say, put some pressure on, a guy like Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yeah, it does. And that's where the Red Sox at least have five capable starters now. I mean, the conversation was always how six would fit into five. And you know, one of the things you always have to think about was the likelihood that they would lose a starter even during spring training. Eduardo Rodriguez was that guy last year. And he looked ticketed for AAA if everyone was healthy. In the event that everyone's not healthy, in the event that something, you know, serious has happened to David Price, you're right. They need Eduardo Rodriguez to pitch like he did the second half of last season. Pitched well today in his first spring training start. Seems like that knee injury he suffered trying to get ready for the WBC was minor and not a big deal. But yeah, they could get quite a bit from him. That would go a long way towards replacing David Price.
Yeah, they really caught lightning in a bottle for a good chunk of last year with Steven Wright, who had such a terrific season before the injury. Can they hope to approach that level of not only success but consistency again with him?
I mean, it's hard to know with the knuckleball, but I mean, they're in a good place. That's the thing about this rotation. If everyone's healthy, it's still a really good rotation. Like, Steven Wright was their best pitcher for a while and was an all-star. Drew Pomerantz was an all-star. Eduardo Rodriguez was probably their third best starter in the second half last year. They've got a rotation of guys who are all at least pitching their best and healthy. But the problem is now there's just no margin for error. If Drew Pomerantz gets hurt, if Steven Wright's shoulder doesn't kind of go the way they hope it would, they have to be a little concerned that that injury is still lingering, you know, after suffering it last August. Shoulders can be tricky. If everyone's healthy, it's still a good rotation. It's beyond those five, things start to get worrisome.
News today, too, on the contract of Mookie Betts, where the Red Sox renewed it. They could not agree on a figure. This has happened before with the team. It's not anything that fans should be too concerned about. He still gets a healthy pay raise from last year.
Yeah, it's just a weird, I guess, quirk of the system that the Red Sox can basically pay him anything they want. And they're paying him close to $1 million, which is well above what they're required to under the system until he gets arbitration. Sort of like the Angels did with Mike Trout when they renewed him. There was a bit of a kerfuffle with the Angels and Mike Trout over the same thing. Basically, these guys saying, I'm one of the best players in the game. You know, you can't pay me this little. And the team basically saying, well, actually, you know, we can until you get to arbitration. And the Angels signed Trout extension. You know, they ponied up money and they signed him to a 6-year contract extension. To buy up some of his arbitration creation years. The Red Sox still could do that with Mookie Betts, but it's not. You would prefer things to be agreeable between the Red Sox and their best player, but it's not anything that's going to hamper the relationship if the Red Sox are still willing to pay Mookie Betts, you know, what it would take to sign him to an extension down the road.
Still pretty early in camp, but Pablo Sandoval has looked pretty good, swinging a decent bat so far. What are the biggest questions that remain for John Farrell and his staff?
I mean, in terms of Sandoval, you still want to see him moving around. You want to see that right-handed swing. Otherwise, I think they're a little bit concerned about Tyler Thornburg. She's had bad springs before, but Farrell was concerned enough to mention the delivery and say that his next outing might be in a side session to get his delivery in order. Hanley Ramirez's health is another one. He's still not playing first base. It's nice that they have a different DH spot there available to them if they need it. Sounds like he's not going to the World Baseball Classic because his shoulder is so much of an issue. And given the way his shoulder hampered his swing a couple of years ago, you know, he is swinging now, so they don't seem to think it's a big issue. But, you know, you certainly would prefer Hanley Ramirez to be at full strength right now at the beginning of the season.
As far as the batting order goes, there was some talk in the offseason about maybe moving Andrew Benintendi up, perhaps even to the number two spot. Are they still thinking along those lines?
I think that's still the ideal, and you don't want to lock yourself into it because we've seen how tough it can be for young hitters. But John Farrell really wants a lefty up there. Basically, the retirement of David Ortiz, you know, they lose a lefty at the top of the order. It used to be that Ortiz would break up guys like Figueroa, Bogarts, Betts, and Ramirez, all right-handed swingers. They don't have that guy now. It moved up Brock Holt in the playoffs last year to the two-hole, but ideally Brock Holt is not starting anywhere. So the other guy, you know, Jackie Bradley, with his propensity to strike out, is a better sort of 5-6-7 hitter than two hitter. So the guy is best enough spot as an attendee. If he's hitting the way you expect him to, that's a lot to ask of a rookie. But he does seem very mature and very polished, and you know, the sort of maybe there's some Pedroia in 07 to him that he would be able to hit the ground running and be an effective two hitter behind Pedroia.
Hey, you mentioned Jackie Bradley Jr., and it seems fairly clear that he's always going to be a streaky guy. So is the goal for him just to minimize the duration of those dry spells?
Sure. And I mean, you look at the overall numbers last year, and they did everything you want a Gold Glove caliber center fielder, which he is. I mean, he was a finalist. He's one of the better defensive outfielders in the game. So if he can do overall what he did last year, the Red Sox would take that. You're right. If there are some ups and downs, that's okay. That's going to happen. Obviously, you prefer to minimize the dry spells. But there's a lot of impact there. And from a premium defensive position, a premium defender, all the Red Sox, like a lot of these guys, like Mookie Betts last year as well, the Red Sox, if they could get the same year all over again with Bradley Jr., I think they'd be happy with that.
So, Brian, do you see any surprises coming forth here in the next few weeks to make the opening day roster?
It seems like it's going to be tough. It just seems very set from the back end of the bullpen where Heath Hembree's out of options to the back of the rotation now. If David Price is out, that kind of figures that out. To Josh Rutledge, the last guy on the bench, it seems pretty well set. The only potential surprise for me, or potential battle, is it catcher? I still am not convinced that Sandy Leone is going to hang on to that job if he doesn't hit it in spring training. You know, John Farrell says he wants competition. They really like Christian Vasquez's defense. They've always liked Christian Vasquez's defense. And if he hits and Sandy Leone doesn't, I could see that being a battle in over the next few weeks.
And are they still looking to the future and thinking good things about young Sam Travis?
Yeah, they certainly want him to get AAA at bats. He missed a good chunk of last season with that torn ACL. I think he only had about 6 or 7 weeks at AAA, so ideally he spends at least half at AAA. But yeah, he's hitting line drives all over the place. I think they really like him, and that was part of the reason they went with Mitch Moreland as opposed to a long-term fixer. But I think they really felt good about Travis potentially being the solution there. You know, 2018, certainly, but you know, there could be a universe in which he's a factor, you know, about the middle of this season, too, depending on how he hits at AAA.
Brian McPherson of the Providence Journal. Brian, always great talking with you. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again before too long.
Thanks, Lawrence.